This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. A new study uses Massachusetts to look at whether there's a correlation between suspicious prescribing behavior and opioid overdose deaths. It's an important question because Massachusetts was the first state to impose limits on opioid prescriptions to prevent addiction and overdoses. With us now to discuss the study is its lead author, Thomas Stopka, a professor of public health and community medicine at Tufts University. Professor Stopka, thanks for speaking with WBUR.
Pleasure to be here, Jack.
So let's start with this. You identified six parts of the state that saw clusters of increased overdose death rates. Where were they and what did you find there?
Sure. Well, I should first mention that the increases in opioid overdose deaths between 2011 and 2015 were ubiquitous. But the locations where we saw clusters were the North Shore, Lynn, Revere, Chelsea, areas south of Boston, including Braintree, Worcester, places out west in Northampton, Lee, Tyringham, and then in the southeast in Wareham, Bourne, New Bedford area.
Now, you also found hotspots of potentially inappropriate prescribing behavior. Those hotspots, though, don't always overlap with where you saw higher rates of overdose deaths. Is there a connection there between doctors prescribing painkillers when, for example, patients are not in pain and then deaths? Are you able to draw a link between the two?
Not all of our measures for opioid prescribing overlapped with overdoses. I think there's a good reason for that. There were three waves of the opioid epidemic. The first was strongly driven by prescription opioids. The second wave was when prescription opioids began to be curtailed. We recognized the risk. And at that time, we started to see increases in heroin use. The third wave was when fentanyl entered the drug market. That was around 2013. It quickly became one of the most significant causes of fatal overdose deaths in Massachusetts. A lot of people start by being prescribed opioids, but then transition. If they tend to become addicted, when that prescription is taken away, they may transition to heroin. That heroin is often laced with fentanyl, and that's particularly deadly. And to date, research shows that more than 80% of fatal overdoses in Massachusetts are attributed to fentanyl.
Now, I know a number of states, and this includes Massachusetts, have limits on first-time opioid prescriptions. Anything in this study that suggests those limits could help reduce overdoses and eventually deaths?
Yes. The fact that less opioids are entering into the community decreases the chance that somebody's going to unnecessarily use opioids over a longer period of time. And it decreases the chance that opioids that are left in the medicine cabinet might get diverted.
One figure that was in this study that really jumped out at me was more than half of state residents over the age of 18 were prescribed an opioid between 2011 and 2015. That jumped out at me. Does that number surprise you at all?
Yes, it's a pretty overwhelming number. Over 3 million people were prescribed an opioid during that time frame. It's important to keep in mind there are a number of occasions when the opioid might have been prescribed appropriately. The challenge is when that opioid prescription carried on over months or years, sometimes rightfully so, and sometimes perhaps not so.
What's the takeaway from this? How should this inform opioid policy going forward? How does this influence your research going forward?
Well, prescription opioids have historically been a serious concern here in Massachusetts, and they haven't gone away entirely. We have seen good patterns in terms of decreases in prescription opioid rates across Massachusetts, but the challenge is still there, and we still have to keep our guard up in terms of when is it appropriate to prescribe opioids, when is it possible to prescribe another alternative? And I believe that physicians and public health officials are going in the right direction, and we just have to continue to keep our guard up and continue to bring about change.
That's Tufts University Professor Thomas Stopka, the lead author on this study looking at rates of opioid overdose deaths and potentially inappropriate prescribing behavior. Professor Stopka, thanks for speaking with WBUR.
My pleasure, Jack. Thanks very much.